We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, and we are talking about the Eagles' win over the Minnesota Vikings, and we start on the defensive side of the ball. Why not? Six quarterback sacks against Sam Bradford. Hit all day. Three forced fumbles in the backfield. The Eagles' defense, Brian, they were awesome.
It was great to see Jim Schwartz put together a defensive package that included some zone blitzing. You saw safeties coming off the slot. You saw linebackers blitzing. Michael Kendricks, we were just talking about him, Dave. He's done a great job of getting to the quarterback. The role of blitzing for Michael Kendricks, that's his home. He should do more of that.
So the Eagles are Lincoln Financial Field 3-0. They've allowed 10 points or fewer in each of those games. Big wins over Pittsburgh and Minnesota. And as you talked about, Brian, the pressure was there. And that's what every defense has to bring. If you give any quarterback a chance to throw in the pocket, you're going to pay for it down the field. So as you look at this defense, front four, how they play?
They played well. Brandon Graham, he got back to being that Brandon Graham that we saw the first 3 weeks of the season. Connor Barwin showed up. He's getting strip sacks. He's tackling the quarterback. He's pressuring Sam Bradford. He did a great job. The guys inside, Fletcher Cox pushed the pocket. Bo Allen in place of Benny Logan played well. Also, you know, those guys continue to play well. When those guys play well, this defense plays well.
Minnesota averaged just 3.8 yards per play. And, Brian, it was very clear that the Eagles wanted to hit Sam mm-hmm. and that they felt that he could not respond favorably to the pressure. Yeah. Don't you want to do that with every quarterback?
Well, I think you do want to do that with every quarterback. The one thing they knew about Sam Bradford coming into the game was that he's not willing to throw the ball down the field. And so that actually makes it better for your defense. Now your secondary guys, they don't have to worry about the ball 30 and 40 yards down the field. They're thinking about 30 yards and less closer to the line of scrimmage. And so it makes it a lot better. I think this defense played so well. The one thing that I loved about this defense, they were put in two bad situations in that first quarter. They get the ball because of an interception inside of our own two. And so now they have their back to the goal line, basically. They don't give up a touchdown there. They get another possession because of a fumble. And then they don't give a touchdown up there either. And so that's impressive play from a defense in a bad situation. This defense was playing downhill all game long. That's the type of defense that Jim Schwartz has.
The Eagles allowed the Vikings into the red zone four times on Sunday. Those first three trips resulted in 0 points. Mm-hmm. The fourth time by which the Eagles led 21-3 in the waning minutes resulted in a touchdown. The key, Brian, to playing good defense in the red zone, what is it?
You have to press the pocket. You have to make the quarterback uncomfortable. That's the first thing. And you have to play some tight coverage on the outside. I think the defenders, as far as the secondary guys, play tight coverage. And when you have safeties that are ball hawks like Rodney McLeod, as well as Malcolm Jenkins, that played a lot in a slot yesterday, that also helps. Those guys played all well together. I think that makes a great good defense.
So a great performance from the Eagles defense against the Vikings offense. I got to tell you, as I look at them as a Super Bowl contender, nah, I just don't see it.
No way. You can't win. I mean, listen, their defense plays well. They're not the Broncos defense from last year. Then even with the Broncos last year, they actually had a quarterback that was pretty good. That offense yesterday without a running game with Sam Bradford at quarterback, they can't win the Super Bowl.
So what exactly are you saying about Sam Bradford?
You know, I think Sam just doesn't like playing in Philadelphia. I'll leave it at that.
He certainly didn't like the pressure. He didn't get the ball down the field at all. Also in this segment, we want to talk about the special teams because Josh Huff turned the football game around with a scintillating 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. The Eagles back-to-back games with kickoff returns for scores for the first time in franchise history. Special teams outstanding. Caleb Sturgis having a terrific season. The Eagles have come up big in coverage. And on this day, the Eagles needed the lift from the special teams, and that's exactly what they got.
Listen, you wonder why you keep a guy like Josh Huff on your team? Because he has explosive plays inside of him. He has the ability to make those plays. You just wonder, how can you get this guy the ball offensively and as well as special teams? When he has the ball in his hands, he's a special guy. He just has to get the ball in his hands a little bit more.
Good stuff. We'll talk about Josh Huff here in the next segment. We'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys coming up because it is Cowboys week. But next up, we want to examine the offense. A much better performance from the offensive line. Carson Wentz struggling early, bouncing back late. The offense, the recap, coming up next.